COVID-19 shutdowns last year caused disruptions in the food supply chain, resulting in empty grocery shelves in parts of the country. When alarmed Americans resorted to panic purchasing, Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says the organization created #StillFarming, a social media campaign to build public confidence in the food supply.
#StillFarming gave us a platform to assure the consumer that we would continue to be out in the fields, in the barns, taking care of the animals and producing the food for this country and a lot of the world. And little did we know, after the State Farm Bureau's picked it up and started running with it, we have touched over 100 million people with that hashtag.
Now Duvall says the Farm Bureau Federation is taking the next step in the effort, supporting those in need.
And we're going to make sure that the ones in our country that may not have enough food to eat, we're going to try to help generate some more funds to help feed some of those hungry people. So the next step in #StillFarming is we're going to sell T-shirts. And half of the profits will go to Feeding America, which is the country's largest network of food banks. And the other 50% will go to American Farm Bureau's Foundation for Agriculture.
Feeding America's Elizabeth Marcourt says COVID-19 has forced more families to turn to food banks.
The support is more vital than ever. Our projections at Feeding America show that food insecurity has increased by about 50% as a result of the economic pain of COVID-19. So because of partners like Farm Bureau, our network of food banks across the country is able to provide nutritious food to families to help get them through this crisis.
According to Feeding America, 1 in 9 Americans are affected by hunger. This includes more than 2 million rural households. You can purchase the T-shirts online at fb.org/stillfarming. For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black.